切所行的事上要认定他，他必指引你的路。不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事，这便医治你的肚脐，滋润你的白骨。 OK, so let's read in English. OK, let's stop. My son,
do not forget my teaching, but keep my commandments in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity.
Let love and faithfulness never leave you,
winding around your neck.
Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean on your understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes.
Fear the Lord and shun evil.
This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. May God bless His own word. 愿神祝福他自己的话语。我们今天啊，很高兴有沈牧师在我们当中来证道。他要证道的题目是信靠神的带领。We are so happy to have Pastor Shenko to deliver God's words. The topics will be trusting God's guidance. So now I'm turn the time over to Pastor Shenko.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to thank Bowen for his continued ministry and translation.
You're welcome.
And I do want to wish everyone 新年快乐 once again.
再次祝大家 Happy New Year.
I get better every year.
牧师的中文说得越来越好了。
And the funny thing is, I get to say it twice every year, right?
而且每年我可以用两种语言来说新年快乐。
Yeah. So we're into a new year, aren't we?
我们进入新的一年了，不是吗？
And we stand here at the very gate of this new year, and we look at the road ahead.
我们站在新年的初始来看我们前面的路。
And the fact is, we can't see very far.
我们不能看太远。
And without God's wisdom, we won't see any kind of true understanding.
如果没有神的智慧的话，我们也不能带着真正的理解来看。
At best, I think we can expect to experience beyond our present limited horizon, some complex and confusing turns in the road that will test our knowledge and our deepest commitments.
我们最多也就能看到我们有限的范围的那一个地平线，前面会有哪一些曲折，然后这也会试炼我们的知识，还有我们的承诺。
Now, I don't want to sound pessimistic.
我不想听起来太悲观。
I think there's going to be some great joys as well.
当然我们也会有喜乐。
But generally, we can all expect some highs and some lows.
一般我们都会期待着有高峰有低谷。
You know, it kind of reminds me of an old story, or a story about the Cherokee Native American Indians.
让我想到了一个关于这个印第安人，这个切诺基族人的故事。
And they have a tradition.
他们有一个传统。
That brings a young boy to manhood.
就要让这一个年轻的男孩长成大人。
And what happens is the father will take his son into the forest.
这个父亲会把孩子带到森林里面。
And he blindfolds him.
然后把他的眼睛蒙上。
And he leaves him there.
就把他放在那里。
And the youth is required to sit on a stump the whole night.
这个孩子就要整个晚上的坐在那个里面。
And he's not allowed to remove the blindfold.
他不允许把遮盖他眼睛的布拿开。
Until the rays of the sunlight begin to come through the cloth.
直到日出的那个光线通过布来照到他的眼睛。
And the other thing he can't do is he can never tell of his experience to any of the other young boys that will go through the same thing.
还有就是还没他不可以告诉那一些还没有经历过这个的他的同族的男孩。
And while he's alone, he is not allowed to cry out in fear.
而且他一个人的时候不准因为害怕而去呼喊。
And once he survives that night, he is then considered a man.
那他只要活过这一个晚上，他就被认为长成一个男人了。
Now naturally, the young boy is terrified.
当然，这个孩子会很害怕。
And he can't, he doesn't know all the sounds that he hears out there. He doesn't know what they are.
他听到声音，但是不知道这声音是什么。
There could be a wild beast.
可以有一个野兽。
And, you know, with the wind, he doesn't know if a tree or a branch could fall on him.
那当听到风声的时候，不知道会不会有树倒了砸在他身上。
Or if some human comes around, he doesn't know if he'll hurt him.
或者有人过来的时候，他不知道会不会伤害他。
So naturally, the young boy is scared.
当然，很自然的，这个孩子会害怕。
But finally, after this horrific night,
那终于经历过这一个吓人的晚上以后，
the sun appears.
那太阳升起来，
and he is able to remove the blindfold.
他可以拿开蒙着他的布。
And then he discovers that his father has been sitting right next to him the whole time.
那个时候他会发现，整个晚上他父亲都坐在他旁边。
He's been at watch over the entire night, watching over his son.
他的父亲整晚都在看顾他的孩子。
He's there to protect him.
他在那里保护他。
Making sure no harm will come to him.
确保他不会受到伤害。
Aren't we like that, brothers and sisters?
我们不喜欢这样的吗？
Don't we also have a father?
我们不是也有一个父亲？
Who watches over us?
在看顾我们。
Or we may not see him.
我们可能看不到他。
But he is there.
但他在那里。
And so today, what I would like to do as we look into this scripture is, go ahead.
今天我们来看圣经。
Is to find encouragement, of our Father's presence and guidance in our lives.
从我们神的同在里面看到他对我们的引导和鼓励。
This is an excellent verse to consider.
这是非常好的一段经文。
It's a kind of a battle cry for the times ahead that we know will test us.
就好像面临着前面的试探的时候，这一段是我们的战争的呼喊和口号。
And it's an excellent verse, a couple of verses here that also bring us comfort and strength in times of uncertainty.
这些经文也会在我们充满不确定的时候带给我们安慰还有力量。
It's actually a pretty good substitute for a roadmap.
这可以很好的取代一个地图。
Even though our eyes cannot see the different turns and stops and difficulties or pleasures ahead,
虽然我们没有办法看到前面在哪里转弯，在哪里要停住，还有在哪里会有让我们喜乐的东西。
We can be comforted by the fact that our God will guide us.
但是我们知道神指引我们，我们就因此得安慰。
And so I believe that this text today says at least two things to us.
所以今天的这一段至少告诉我们两件事情。
And the first is that God can guide us in our everyday living.
第一个就是神会在我们每一天的生活里面指引我们。
In everyday decisions,
每一天我们要做的决定。
In every action,
每一个行动。
In every development of our lives,
在我们生活的每一个进展上。
Scripture says God will direct our paths.
圣经里说他必指引我们的路。
Now the word direct, is used in the Hebrew writings to suggest a couple of things.
那指引这一个词在希伯来文里面有不同的意思。
It's actually a word that's used to kind of describe the work of a road builder or a maintenance foreman.
它的意思是要指到的是修路或者是维护路的工人的工作。
And both of these people and both of these positions are concerned that the traveler on the road will reach their destination directly and safely.
那这两类人呢，他们很在意的是，要让行路的人可以顺利的、直接的到达他们的目的地。
Now, the Hebrew language has several words for the words road or path.
希伯来文里面对于道或者路也有不同的词来描述。
And some of those words refer to a highway or a broad path.
有一些是指很大很宽的路。
Kind of like 270. It's actually got 6 lanes each way.
像我们的270高速一样，每一个方向都有六条道。
But they're packed full in the mornings. It's amazing.
但是我们的高速总是堵车，每天早上。
Or one of the words describes a narrow path or a well-trodden road, like a dirt road.
还有一种路呢，是一个很窄的路，甚至是被人踩出来、走出来的路。
And then there's a word that describes just simply a path that is taken every single day.
还有一个词指的就是人们每一天都要走行的那一条道路。
I grew up out in the country.
那牧师长在乡下。
And what we would do for play as young boys is we would go out into the woods and we would find a little deer path.
那小的时候走在树丛里面的时候，就会找到有鹿踩动物踩出来的那一条路。
And we would just simply follow it and hike out into the woods.
然后我们就会随着那一条路在树丛里面走。
And it was actually a lot of fun.
很好玩。
And sometimes if you're quiet, you come over a little hill and you look, and you can actually see some deer in the woods.
那时候如果你走得安静一点的话，走到一个地方还会看到有小动物。
But and you can tell, and you can follow this path, and you know that the deer are on that path every day because it's trodden and the grass doesn't grow there.
你会看到这些鹿啊，每天它都在走这一条小道，因为它踩的足够多了以后，这个上面都不长草了。
The word in Proverbs 3 verse 6 is a customary or commonly used path or road.
箴言三章六节这里指到的路，就是像这样一条很常见的人们每天都走的路。
Isn't it interesting that in this passage God relates to us as a road builder or a maintenance foreman?
很有意思的是，神通过这样的一个比喻来与我们的联系，是他是为我们铺路修路的这样的一个工人。
Who is interested in the common day-to-day travel of our lives.
他关心的是我们每一天时时刻刻所走的路。
He cuts the road straight and he makes sure it can be used by us.
他将路铺直，确保我们可以来使用。
And that's what the scriptures tell us.
这是圣经里面教导我们的。
He directs our paths.
他指引我们的路。
We can get where we're supposed to be because he is available to prepare the way for us.
我们能到达我们要去的地方，因为他为我们有预备。
He is active in all of our day-to-day activities and concerns.
在我们每一天的我们所关心的是我们所走的路上，他都一直与我们在一起。
Now we may not see the road builder and the maintenance foreman.
我们可能看不见一个修路或者维护路的工人。
But we don't move an inch without their help.
但是没有他们的帮助，我们寸步难行。
But this analogy of the road builder and the maintenance foreman doesn't go far enough about how God directs us.
但是这样的一个修路的人的比喻还不足以来表述神对我们的指引。
And what the scriptures teach us is that God also goes with us.
这里还讲到神与我们同行。
The God who can guide us does in fact become personally involved with every inch of our journey.
这一个指引我们的神也同样的与我们每一寸一寸的旅途上都与我们同在。
He promises, I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you shall go. I will guide you with my eye, the psalmist writes in Psalm 32 verse 8.
在诗篇里面作者在32篇第8节讲到，我要教导你，指示你当行的路，我要定睛在你身上劝诫你。
In Psalm 48:14 we read, For this is our God, forever and ever, He will be our guide even unto death.
诗篇四十八篇十四节，因为这神永永远远为我们的神，他必做我们引路的，直到死时。
Isaiah writes in Isaiah 58:11, "The Lord shall guide you continually."
以赛亚书在五十八章写到，耶和华也必时常引导你。
And then in the New Testament, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verse 13, we read, But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come.
在新约里面，约翰福音十六章十三节也讲到，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
So we have these wonderful promises in the scriptures.
我们有这样美好的应许在圣经里。
That God will guide us personally.
神会亲自的引导我们。
He promises to guide us as long as we shall live.
他承诺在我们生活在世上的时候引导我们。
He promises to guide us at all times in all circumstances.
他承诺给我们在任何的时候任何的情况下引导我们。
And he promises to guide us to what is true and what is right.
他应许会带领我们走向真理和正确的。
So when we look at the year ahead.
所以当我们看到这一年前面的路的时候，
Can't we look confidently, brothers and sisters?
我们可不可以带着信心，带着自信的来看呢？
You know, I used to think it would be nice to know what the future was.
我以前想，如果能知道未来的事情就好了。
I would think, you know, the thing is, if I could see the future or forecast the future, that would bring me a lot of comfort.
我在想的是，如果我能预知未来的话，就会带给我很多安慰。
But when you look at what God says here in this verse, it's far better than knowing the future.
但是在这里我们看到的是神给告诉我们的是比预知到未来还更好的。
Because what God's saying is, even though you don't know the future, you can rely on me who has the future in your future in my hands.
神说不是让你知道未来，而是你在不知道未来的时候还可以依靠我，那我你的未来就在我的手中。
I think as I get older,
我想牧师随着年龄增长，
I like knowing and I rely more on the fact that God holds my future.
我会越来越多的知道也依赖神，因为他在他的手中有我的未来。
And I grow more comfortable with the fact that my future is in his hands, not in my own.
那是我的未来在神的手上，而不是在我的手上。这一个事实会让我更加的宽慰。
The second thing I think that we can learn from this passage, at least these two things, the second is this, that God can guide us, but three conditions determine his guidance.
第二点在这里，我们看到神可以指引我们，但是他的指引有三个条件。
And so, you know, sometimes that word but is a very important word in a sentence, isn't it?
当我们说一句话的时候，说了一个但是，在这个但是之后的条件是很重要的。
So God can guide us, but there are three conditions.
神会指引我们，但是有三个条件。
And these are the ones that we need to pay attention to.
这些是我们要引起注意的。
And the first is that we need to acknowledge him.
第一个是我们要认定他。
The scriptures say first, in all your ways, acknowledge him.
在这里说到在一切的事上认定他。
In other words, in all the steps of your journey, see to it that you acknowledge God as your guide.
也就是说在我们旅程中的每一步，我们自己都要看一看是不是认定神作为我们的指引。
Boy, if you're anything like me, there are probably times in your life where you say, oh, I don't need to acknowledge God on this. I've done this 100 times. I know what to do.
如果你像我一样，有的时候会说，这件事情我做了100遍了，我知道怎么做，我不需要神来指引了。
I don't need to ask God for wisdom. I've been there before.
我不需要问神来寻求智慧，我以前经历过。
And this, Solomon here, is telling us that we need to acknowledge God in every step of our journey, even though it might be somewhat familiar to us.
但是所罗门在这里告诉我们，每一步都要认定神，虽然这一步有可能是我们常常走过的。
So even though we've had a number of Januaries in our lives to consider the new year,
所以我们人生中过了很多的一月份，这一个一月份迎来新年。
The Solomon is telling us in all of our steps of our journey, see to it that you acknowledge God as your guide.
所罗门在这里劝诫我们在每一步都要认定神。
I'm sure we've all had the experience of seeing someone we know at a store, or we've had the experience of seeing someone, and I don't know if this has ever happened to you. I know it's happened to me. And you call out their name, but they don't acknowledge you.
我想我们都有经历过，我们在商店或者在哪里看到我们认识的人，我们招呼他们，他们没有认出我们来。
And so, I mean, it's even happened to me where somebody's been calling out my name and I'm thinking, oh, that's somebody else. You know, it can't be me. I don't know anybody in this context.
也有一种情况就是，我到了一个地方，有人叫我的名字，我在想，应该不是我，应该是在叫别人，因为我不可能在这里有认识的人。
And sometimes you're trying to get somebody's attention and calling their name doesn't work. And so you go up and you tap them on the shoulder.
或者你在认出你想要招呼一个人引起他的注意，你叫他的名字他没有理你，你就过去拍拍他的肩膀，然后
or you start waving your hand trying to get their attention,
或者你招招手，
but they don't acknowledge you,
但是他们没有认出来你。
And they don't mean to be mean or to slight you,
他们也没有对你很无理或者怎样。
They're just simply not acknowledging your greeting. Something is amiss.
只是没有认出来或者错过了你的这一个打的这一个招呼。
And so we just smile and we go on our way.
那所以我们就笑一笑，我们就走开了。
Some of us here may, and here maybe I'm talking to the wives more than the husbands, but some of us here might talk to our mates and our mate.Absolutely doesn't hear what we're saying.
我说的这一个可能姐妹会更有同感，就是当我们招呼我们的配偶伴侣的时候，他们没有理我们。
And Ingrid tells me that this is me.
牧师的妻子说，牧师有的时候就会这样。
And I'm just trying to diffuse that a little bit by saying this is probably all men.
然后那我就会找一个借口说，可能男人都会这样就。没听到。
But what happens is sometimes she's talking to me, and I hear it in this ear. It passes all the way through, and goes out the other ear.
还有一种情况就是，其实听到了，但是一只耳朵进，一只耳朵就出去了。
And there's no interaction in the middle.
然后呢，就没有在脑子里面有交流，有存住。
It's because sometimes I'm preoccupied with something else.
因为有的时候我们被一些其他的事物占据了我们的心思。
So we can do the same thing when God is trying to give us some guidance.
当神引导我们的时候，我们有的时候也会做出同样的这样的一个事情。
We become preoccupied with other things of the world.
我们被世上其他的事情太多的占据我们的心思意念。
And we're not paying attention to Him.
我们没有对神有引起注意。
And we're not being sensitive spiritually to him all the time in all of our footsteps along our journey.
在我们的路上，我们并没有总是在我们的属灵上面对他有敏感。
Oh, we do fine during prayer meeting and maybe during a sermon or when we're in Bible study with our friends.
那我们在祷告、灵修、听圣经、讲经、听讲道的时候，我们的状态还好。
But in our everyday step-to-step lives, he gets lost.
但我们 在每一天一件一件的事情上，日常的生活里面，我们有的时候把神忘记了。
Or maybe better put, we lose sight of him.
或者说我们没有看到神。
It's easy when we're worshiping.
当我们敬拜的时候，我们还好，容易一些。
But it's a little bit more difficult when we're alone and the context is one of work.Or at play, or at rest.
但是当我们在一个人独处的时候，在我们工作的时候，在我们休息的时候，在我们玩乐的时候，可能会没有看到神。
And in this passage, the emphasis is on every moment of the day.
那在这一段圣经里面，让我们看到的是，在我们生活的每一时刻，都要以神为我们的引导。
Every step in the journey.
在我们路上的每一步，以神为我们的指引。
In all times, acknowledge him.
在任何的时候认定他。
The second condition is that we must trust him.
第二个条件是我们信靠他。
Trust the Lord with all your heart, Solomon writes.
所罗门说，在要全心的来倚靠神。
We are assured that we can trust the Lord in our times of special need when there is no one else to trust.
我们可以说的是，当我们没有人可以相信依靠的时候，在我们有特殊的需要的时候，我们说我们依靠神。
We're called to trust him when we feel inadequate.
我们会在我们觉得自己没有能力的时候来依靠神。
Or even unqualified for the task at hand.
或者说我们将要做一个我们没有资格能力去做的事情的时候，我们要倚靠神。
We're called to trust him in the regular rhythm of each ordinary day as well.
但是同样的，我们也在每一天在日常的有节奏的生活和每一天的时候来相信倚靠他。
We must trust him fully, just like we are to love him fully.
我们要全心的来相信他，也就好像我们全心的来爱他一样。
Now you might be asking the question, okay, Pastor Gene.What's really the difference?
你可能会问神牧师，这个有什么区别？
What's the difference between really trusting God with you know every moment of our lives, every step of our journey, versus just trusting Him for the big things?
相比说，我们时时刻刻每一步都相信神，那这一个只是在大的事情上依靠神、相信神有什么区别？
How can we really tell if we're doing one thing or the other?
我们怎么能知道我们是在是前一种情况还是在后一种情况？
How can we really actually tell if we're trusting the Lord or not trusting the Lord?
我们又怎么能知道我们是在相信神还是没有在相信神？
Well, this is kind of one way that I see it.
在我来看呢是这样。
Just take one person, one Christian, on the one hand,will be going through life and all of a sudden something drastic happens to them.
比如说有一个基督徒，我们在人生之中突然间有一个很大的事情发生在他身上。
Or maybe it isn't so drastic. Maybe it's just a change in life. Something that they didn't expect to happen.
或者也许不是一个大的事情，或者说在他的生活里面发生了一个很大的改变，就是超出他所期待的。
And you would observe that Christian, and they would just quietly accept and be confident in what happened.
你会看到一个信徒，他安静的来接受这一个现实，并且带着信心的来继续的来前行。
They have this ability to just.Feel peace in the midst of the turmoil or change.
一个信徒有能力在风暴之中还能感受到心里面的平安。
They handle it all pretty smoothly.
那把这一件事情，这一个转变也会应对得很好。
And on the other hand, we have another Christian who gets distraught under the same circumstances.
那在另外一方面，有另外一个基督徒在同样的情况之下。却显得很疲惫，不知道该怎样做。
There's all of a sudden there's doubt that creeps into life.
突然间，他的生活里面开始充满了疑惑。
All of a sudden they begin to act in a very insecure way.
他们的行为里面表现出极度的缺乏安全感。
And maybe the changes actually bring in some panic into your life.
甚至这一个改变会让人恐慌。
And all of a sudden, here is a Christian that doubts the ability of God.
那突然间这一个人开始怀疑神的能力。
They doubt that God can help them or is even in control over this situation.
开始怀疑神是不是会帮助他，甚至怀疑神对这一个局面有没有掌控能力。
Or maybe that Christian begins to feel that God doesn't really love them or care for them.
或者这个人会觉得神并不真正的关心他。
And here you have the two pictures.
那这里你会看到两个不同的图画。
On the one hand, the Christian is unwavering in their trust of being under the guiding hand of God.
一方面，这一个人，第一个人，我们提到是一个在神的指引之下，他的信心没有任何动摇的。
And on the other hand, you have a Christian who is double-minded because they're not acknowledging God in all His ways.
另外一方面，我们提到的第二个人并没有在所有的事情上认定神，所以他有一个双重的心思意念在里面。
I bet if I were to ask each one of us, we'd probably say, "I've done both."
如果我们问一下自己是属于哪一种的话，我们可能在两种之中都会看到我们自己。
I've experienced both of those things in my life.
我的生命里面在两样的情况之下，我都有经历过。
Well, my hope is that we all would become more like the unwavering Christian as we get older in our faith.
那我们希望的是，当我们在信仰的路上，我们随着时间的增长，我们越来越多的像我们第一个提到的那一个信心丝毫不动摇的人。
I mean, it would make sense, wouldn't it?
这样来看比较合理，对吗？
Because the longer we walk with the Lord, I would expect us to have those experiences where we see His faithfulness.
因为我们在越多的随着时间的增长，我们越多的与神同行的时候，我们就会越发的对神有在他里面的信心。
And then we would grow in our trust. In him.
我们对他的信靠依赖也会增长。
Now the last condition is this, that we don't depend on ourselves.
第三个最后的条件是不可以依赖我们自己。
Now the first two conditions may be considered positive conditions.
前两个条件看起来是一个比较积极的条件。
However, this third one can be labeled a negative condition.
那这一个可能是比较消极、比较负面的一个条件。
The scripture tells us, lean not on your own understanding.
圣经里面说不可依赖自己的聪明。
Simply put, we're told, don't rely on your own insight.
那再换句话说就是不要依赖我们自己的那个洞察力和眼光。
Don't trust yourself fully.
不要完全的相信你自己。
This verse is telling us that we are absolutely inadequate without God's guidance through this life.
这里告诉我们的是，没有神的指引，在我们的生命之中，我们绝对的没有能力知道如何过活。
We need His light to know what is best.
我们需要他的光来告诉我们什么是最好的。
We really can't make it through our journey without His guidance.
没有他的指引，我们根本没有办法走下去。
Take for example Abraham and Sarah.
举例来说，亚伯拉罕和撒拉。
In their weakness, they thought of a way to help God.
在他们的软弱之中，他们想到他们要帮帮神。
Sarah gave Hagar to Abraham.
撒拉把夏甲给亚伯拉罕。
And to have that child that God had been promising Abraham and Sarah.
那神是承诺给亚伯拉罕和撒拉一个孩子，那么撒拉呢是希望亚伯拉罕跟夏甲来生这一个孩子。
And look what happened.
看看后来发生了什么。
There came friction.
那在这个家庭里面会充满了矛盾摩擦。
There was friction between Sarah and Hagar.
夏甲和撒拉产生矛盾。
And it escalated to a place where Hagar eventually had to leave.
上升导致到这个夏甲要离开这个家庭。
And she and Ishmael went on their own.
那夏甲和以实玛利就只能走自己的路。
And actually from there it got worse.
那从那之后就越来越坏。
Today there are still hostilities between Arabs and Jews.
那在今天呢阿拉伯人还有这个犹太人就是这两支的后裔之间还会有冲突。
And there are hostilities between Jews and Muslims.
那犹太人和穆斯林人之间也会有敌对。
And the point is just simply this.
那在这里所说的点很简单的就是。
We only defeat ourselves and God's purpose when we lean on our own understanding.
当我们依靠自己的聪明的时候，我们只能够打败自己，还有打败神在我们身上的旨意。
So brothers and sisters.
那弟兄姐妹们。
God wants to give us His guidance.
神要给我们指引。
And He knows our need for it.
那他也知道我们需要指引。
And He knows, we will fail without it.
他也知道没有这个指引，我们就会失败。
And He knows our capacity to be able to follow His direction.
那他也知道我们能否来跟随他的这样的一个能力。
And He has a unique plan for each of us.
他给我们每一个人有一个独特的安排。
And he waits for us to pay attention to him.
他在等着我们要给他引起注意。
To trust him with our whole heart.
我们全心的来倚靠他。
To reject our own abilities and look to him for our guidance.
他拒绝我们自己对自己的相信和能力来寻找他的指引。
We can and willHe can and will guide us when we trust him.
他可以，他也会指引我们，前提是我们要相信他。
And so it kind of reminds me of the historical account of a man by the name of Horatio Spafford.
那也让我想到了一个以前的一个圣徒，他的名字叫 Horatio Spafford.
Yeah, and he wrote that song that we all know, It Is Well With My Soul.
那他写了这首诗歌，就是我心灵得安宁。
Now, how many of you know his story?
我们多少人
know that story?
我们多少人知道这个人的故事？
And it was a tragic thing that he was a believer and he had four children.
那他是一个信徒，他也是一个很伤心的故事，他有四个孩子。
And he was going to go over to London.
他要去伦敦
to see a good friend of his preach over there.
那他要去那边看他很好的一个朋友，是一个传道人。
And I believe that was D.L. Moody that he was going to go see.
他好像是去那边要去看穆迪，牧师。
And but just before he was going to board the ship with his family.
那就在他要上船去那边与他的家人一同坐船去的时候。
Well, it might have been a couple of days before, but he received a notification that he had to stay stateside. He was a businessman and he had to take care of some business.
那在他走之前两天他得到一个通知，他要先停留一下，不可以他要有一些延迟，有事情。
So, his family went on ahead without him.
所以他的家人就先坐船去到那边。
And so the ship took off, sailed.
这一个船就出发了。
And on its way, it sank.
那这一个船在路上遭遇船难就沉掉。
And all of his children died.
他所有的孩子都死掉了。
His wife survived.
他的妻子活了下来。
And so he arranged the very next ship to go to London.
所以他就坐下一班船去伦敦。
And the captain of the ship, told him, approximately when that place was where that other ship sank.
那在路上，那这个船的船长就告诉他，大概是在什么时间、什么地点，这一个船沉掉了。
So at that point, he went back to his cabin.
所以在那个时候，他就回到船舱。
And he wrote these lyrics.
他就写下了这一句歌词。
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, God has taught me to say, it is well with my soul.
我不太记得我们的歌词怎样翻译的，是说当平安如江河涌流，当忧伤像海洋一样的翻滚。无论在何时，神都会教导我说：“我心灵得安宁。”
And usually when a pastor uses this illustration, they stop right there.
那当一般我们讲到的时候用到这一段的时候牧师会停在那里。
But there's some more to this story.
但是在这之后还会有更多的故事。
You may want to find this one. Okay. So there's a little bit more to this story that he and his wife ended up having some more children.
那这个故事就是他和他的妻子后来又有了更多的孩子。
I'm not sure if there were three or four.
可能有三个或者四个。
But each one of them dies before they reach the age of four.
但是每一个孩子在还没有到三四岁的时候就又都死掉。
And he wrote some of the other part of the song after this happened.
那在发生了这一些之后他又加了一些歌词。
And so the next verse goes like this.
所以在下面是这样唱。
Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come.
撒旦虽然来侵，众试炼虽来临。
Let this blessed assurance control.
我有主保证在我心。
That Christ has regarded my helpless estate.
基督深知我无依靠之苦境
and hath shed his own blood for my soul.
甘流血救赎我赐安宁。
See, suffering is going to happen in this world, isn't it?
在这个世界上我们都会有苦难对吗
And it may happen this year for each of us.
那在这一年里面可能每一个人都会承受一些苦难。
And God doesn't like to see us suffer.
神不愿意看到我们受苦。
But he hasn't brought us to it unless he was able to lead us through it.
但是如果他不能将指引我们走出的话他是不会将我们带入到这一个试炼里的。
And that's what Horatio Spafford is saying.
这就是这一个圣诗的作者。
That God ultimately is in control.
那在至终神是有掌控的。
And regardless of what we may experience.
那无论我们经历什么。
This coming new year.
那在这新的一年里面
He will be with us
他会与我们同在
through the pleasant times
在喜乐的时候
and through the difficult times
也在困难伤心的时候
So brothers and sisters, please be encouraged
弟兄姐妹希望我们得到鼓励
We have a God that is with us
我们有一个神他与我们同在
and he doesn't sleep
他不会睡觉
And he does not lose us out of his eyesight.
他也不会让我们从他的视线里面消失。
Amen.
Amen.